Storm Over Warlock by Andre Norton. Chapter 1. Disaster. The Throg task force struck the Terran survey camp a few minutes after dawn, without warning and with a deadly precision which argued that the aliens had fully reconnoitered and prepared that attack. Eye-searing lances of energy lashed back and forth across the base with methodical accuracy. And a single cowering witness, flattened on a ledge in the heights above, knew that when the last of those yellow-red bolts fell, nothing human would be left alive down there. His teeth closed hard upon the thick stuff of the sleeve covering his thin forearm, and in his throat a scream of terror and rage was stillborn. More than caution kept him pinned on that narrow shelf of rock. Watching that holocaust below, Shanlan T could not force himself to move. The sheer ruthlessness of the Throg move-in left him momentarily weak. To listen to a tale of Throgs in action and to be an eyewitness to such action were two vastly different things. He shivered in spite of the warmth of the Survey Corps uniform. As yet, he had sighted none of the aliens, only their plate-shaped flyers. They would stay aloft until their long-range weapon cleared out all opposition. But how had they been able to make such a complete annihilation of the Terran force? The last report had placed the nearest Throg nest at least two systems away from Warlock, and a patrol lane had been drawn about the Circe system the minute that survey had marked its second planet ready for colonization. Somehow the Beatles had slipped through that supposedly tight cordon and would now consolidate their gains with their usual speed at rooting. First, an energy attack to finish the small Terran force, then they would simply take over. A month later, or maybe 2 months, and they could not have done it. The grids would have been up, and any Throg ship venturing into Warlock's amber-tinted sky would abruptly cease to be. In the race for survival as a galactic power, Terra had that one small edge over the swarms of the enemy. They need only stake out their new-found world and get the grids assembled on its surface. Then that planet would be locked to the Beatles. The critical period was between the first discovery of a suitable colony world and the erection of the grid control. Planets in the past had been lost during that time lag, just as Warlock was lost now. Throgs and Terrans. For more than a century now, planet time, they had been fighting their queer, twisted war among the stars. Terrans hunted worlds for colonization, the old hunger for land of their own driving men from the overpopulated worlds, out of Sol's system to the far stars. And those worlds barren of intelligent native life, open to settlers, were none too many and widely scattered. Perhaps half a dozen were found in a quarter century, and of that six, maybe only one was suitable for human life, without any costly and lengthy adaptation of man or world. Warlock was one of the lucky finds which came so seldom. Throgs were predators, living on the loot they garnered. As yet, mankind had not been able to discover whether they did indeed swarm from any home world. Perhaps they lived eternally on board their plate ships with no permanent base, forced into a wandering life by the destruction of the planet on which they had originally been spawned. But they were raiders now, laying waste defenseless worlds, picking up the wealth of shattered cities in which no native life remained. And their hidden, temporary bases were looped about the galaxy, their need for worlds with an atmosphere similar to Terra's as necessary as that of man. For in spite of their grotesque, insectile bodies, their wholly alien minds, the Throgs were warm-blooded, oxygen-breathing creatures. After the first few clashes, the early Terran explorers had endeavored to promote a truce between the species, only to discover that between Throg and man there appeared to be no meeting ground at all. Total differences of mental processes producing insurmountable misunderstanding. There was simply no point of communication. So the Terrans had suffered one smarting defeat after another until they perfected the grid.